Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Hey, everyone. This is Scott Aukerman. Welcome to the show. This is not the introduction I wanted to do for this episode. On February 11th, after I think over a year of emails of me writing to Adam Scott, Chelsea Peretti, and Harris Whittles, we were trying to schedule a podcast, a sequel to our popular Farts and Procreation series. We finally found a block of time to do it, and so we recorded it. And the episode, pretty typical for us getting together, was really stupid, really silly. It got very dark at times, morbid, a little boring, frankly, in one long section. But most of all, it was super fun, just really incredibly fun to be around these three people whom I adore, and especially fun to be around Harris, with whom I had not seen a lot recently due to his new job. So a few days later, we were at a party, and Harris and I were talking, and he asked me how I thought the episode turned out. And I said, yeah, I thought it started out really funny. It got sort of diverted by this bit that we were doing where we were trying to read every email that we had sent, trying to schedule the podcast. And he said, yeah, he agreed, but it was super fun. And he wanted to come back in and do more episodes. He was moving to New York soon, just getting an apartment, but he wanted to fit one in before he left. And we talked about how excited he was about the job he was moving there to do and how well everything was going in his life. And then, as most of you know, a few days later, on February 19th, he passed away. I don't feel like I am the perfect person to eulogize Harris. Far more people knew him better. His old friends from Emerson, his co-workers at Parks and Recreation, his bandmates in Don't Stop or We'll Die, his friends in his sketch and improv teams at UCB. But last night, Kulop and I had a lot of those people over for a get-together. I personally did not feel up to it. I didn't want to do it. I'd been sitting around all day feeling depressed. I didn't want to be around people. But Kulop insisted and said it would be good to be around people. And as the night went on, it didn't really turn out to be the somber affair that I had assumed it would be. Because being at a party where people are telling their favorite Harris stories really couldn't be. And so I woke up today feeling a lot better. Harris has been a big part of this podcast since its inception and a big part of everything that I've done in comedy since the night I met him, which was April 18th, 2006, when after a recommendation from Jared Grody, I gave him a spot, sight unseen, on the Comedy Death Ray show at UCB. And his jokes that night and every night since just really blew me away. And it's hard to believe that I have only known him for 9 years because he had probably the quickest rise to professional prominence of anyone I've ever seen in the entertainment industry. It was really annoying, actually. But he was just that good at what he did. In the early days of this podcast, we started doing a feature called Harris's Phone Corner, comprised of terrible jokes that Harris would write down on his phone, but he didn't deem them good enough to actually send them to his Twitter feed. This somehow morphed into Harris's Foam Corner. I don't really remember the details, but you can listen to previous episodes to hear how that happened. And after he died, someone posted a compilation of all of his Foam Corner bits online. And at this party we had last night, almost every one of his friends came up to me and said, oh, I listened to his Foam Corner stuff earlier in the day. And they were quoting his favorite or their favorite jokes of his. And we sort of swapped them. And they just wanted to tell me their favorite bits of foam that he had done on this show. Harris, during his career, was primarily he was a brilliant writer, I would say. On shows like the Sarah Silverman Program, Eastbound and Down, Parks and Recreation, I used to ask him for jokes for stuff. In fact, a couple of the last Between Two Ferns episodes, he very kindly jotted down a page of jokes. I posted an email on Twitter from him where he just very casually sent me a couple of tossed off jokes that he had thought of at the last minute right before we filmed it. The first joke ended up being told by the president, and the second joke was about pussy, which was a favorite topic of his. As a sketch performer and as an improviser, he definitely was so much fun to watch. He brought joy and ease and a certain affability to the stage. As a stand-up, he was picked by Sarah Silverman and Louis C.K. and Aziz Ansari and to open for them throughout several years. He also coined an actual word, humble brag, which no one I know personally has ever achieved something like that, to actually invent a word that people use. And I would say that being a podcast personality and host would be the least of his professional accomplishments. But while he was here, Harris just couldn't stop being Harris, the real, hilarious, deranged guy that we all knew and loved. And because it's so difficult to know someone's personality from just, you know, watching something that they wrote, these appearances on this show and Who Charted and Rona and Beverly, You Talking You Two to Me, and of course the show that we hosted together, Analyze Fish, it made the audience feel a very deep, deep connection to him. I've received hundreds of messages from people who never met Harris personally, who felt like he was their friend. He got people, strangers, and people including me to listen to Fish and to actually enjoy it, which is an impossible task. And as one of our friends wrote to tell me, it's nice that we have these recordings that we can listen to when we miss him. So I wasn't going to put out this episode. It gets super morbid and weirdly dark in places. I didn't know if that was appropriate. I also didn't want to seem opportunistic, like we're putting out something because we can and because people will want to hear the last podcast he ever did. Mainly, I was worried about, you know, if this isn't the funniest episode that Harris has ever done, why would I want to put this one out? Because I didn't want him to go out like that. But then I texted Chelsea Peretti and I told her, you know, I don't think I'm going to put this out. But when I told Chelsea that, she was adamant. She said, I had to put it out. I had to release this episode because who cares what we think about it? Every little thing Harris said was funny. And she just couldn't stand to think that we were never going to get another chance to hear him. And I spoke to more of his friends last night, and a lot of them agreed. They said it would be just a treat to hear him having fun with his friends again. And I started to realize that I think I didn't want to put it out because I really didn't want to listen to it again. Because I thought it would make me feel terrible. But with their encouragement, they said, listen to it and see what you think. And so I listened to it this morning and I said, you know, if it makes me laugh more than it bumps me out, then okay, I'll put it out. And it really, really made me laugh. It really made me feel better. It was just nice to hear from him. So a few days ago, I didn't know if I wanted to even put out a show this week or put out a show next week. Or, you know, or even why continue? You know, why keep doing this stupid show? But in the conversation that we had last week at this party, Harris and I were very coincidentally talking about this very subject, just why people watch comedy, what they want when they are watching or listening to comedy, about comedy's purpose in people's lives. And I told him the story of a personal tragedy that my family had gone through over a decade ago. And the just frankly bizarre experience of 2 hours after it happened, all of us not knowing what to do. And instead of just staring at each other, we turned on the TV and there was a silly, stupid sitcom on, and just we all laughed a lot at it. And I just found that to be very bizarre. And it got me thinking about, you know, the definition of comic relief. And he thought about that and he said, yeah, you know, a lot of people want to do serious stuff with their comedy, like, you know, Louis does with his TV show. But I just think motherfuckers want to laugh. So that's what we're going to keep doing. Next week, we'll have a regular show. And the week after that, he would be furious if any of his friends were serious for even 1 second. And I can't go that far, but I can play you this tape of us acting really, really stupid. Haters gonna hate this delicious strawberry cake on the grounds that it's too lemony, but hey, what are you gonna do? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you so much to Alfredo Solis Fuentes for that wonderful catchphrase submission. And guys, last week of Feb, can you believe the shortest month of the year, as far as I'm concerned, and this is the final Monday in Feb.
Up to you. This guy waited till the second we started taping to scarf a bunch of food and drink.
We literally were waiting for half an hour.
And then he brings out a bagel. I didn't think he had a bagel.
Yeah. It's not a bagel, bro. It's a raisin bar.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Okay, guys, we'll introduce you in a second to each other and to the audience, all right? I do want to say hello to everyone. This is the last Monday of Feb. And we're here celebrating because this week marks the final wreck ever. The final wreck ever. The final P&R. The final P&R. The final Parks&R. The final one. And we're here celebrating. And I brought three people here to the studio who have never met each other before. And I wanted to introduce you to each other. Let's see. Whom should I start with?
Well, I'm, of course, DeLorean.
Are you a DeLorean or your name is DeLorean?
DeLorean.
You're not a talking car.
No.
You look to be in the shape of a human
being. That's my female name.
Okay.
Your female human name?
Yeah.
Let me introduce you. First of all,
Pontiac.
Your name is Pontiac. Uh-huh. Now, are you a horse?
No.
Okay.
I'm a DeLorean.
Okay, very good. Over here in front of me. Yes. Who are
my
you?
My name is Lambo Countach.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say Lamborghini. Lambogina.
Have you? Now, you guys have never met before, so I want to introduce you to each other.
Okay.
What just happened to you, HW? Dropped your old P-H-O-N-E?
Dropped my dick.
You dropped that dick?
Wait.
Over here is this.
Are we done?
We're done. No. Oh. Yeah, this is it.
Okay. I thought we were done.
You mean with intros or the whole shebang?
The whole show.
The whole shebang bang.
Yeah, I just realized.
Have you said that before?
We're already off to like not as good as even the last installment
How
of this.
Dare
hey,
you.
Hey,
this
hey,
is a
hey.
1,000 times better.
Guys, this is an historic grouping of people. They have not been in the same room together for, I don't know, I would say at least 2 years or so. When was the last time we put out one of these? I mean, over 700 Sundays ago, I would say.
Who cares?
Why do you have your goddamn sunglasses on?
It's a cool version.
Hey, listen.
Put yours on and get in the mix.
Listen.
All right.
Everything's cool, man.
This is like poker.
All right, we all have our sunglasses on. We can't tell what anyone is thinking, which is great for improv. We can't tell about the social cues we're giving each other. Let me explain to those of you who don't know what's happening. Probably 4 years ago, a group of people converged upon the Earwolf Studios and lightning struck. What an amazing group of four people. And we had a great time. It was late in the evening. We had a great time. And then we did a couple others that were okay. Cut two, smash cut two, as a matter of fact, today. It's the middle of the afternoon. We're all wearing sunglasses. That's why we have sunglasses. We wouldn't be wearing these at night.
It's LA, man.
What's that mean?
You got to have your shades.
Very good. Very good. Let me introduce these people individually and then collectively. We have, of course, you know him as the co-executive producer and writer of Parks and Rec. And, of course, he plays Harris on it. Harris Whittles is here.
Yeah.
Now, you know her as a former writer on the show. And when we gathered here 4 years ago, she was a current writer. And then she left and skyrocketed to fame in her own right. You know her as Gina on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But we all know her work from such classic episodes of Parks and Rec as...
As DeLorean Goes to Campus.
Chelsea Peretti is here, of
Thank
course.
You. Thank
and
you.
And, of course, yes.
No one clapped. That's a cold room.
And of course, you know him as one of the people above the line in Parks and Rec. You know him as maybe, what do you say you were? Third build? Fourth build? What are you?
Oh, no, I think it's eighth.
Oh, see, now that is a shocker, right? Doesn't it seem like as your character grows?
He came on late.
Were you eighth?
Came on late.
But
came on late, guys.
All right.
Who's came on late? Is this a guy
was
you know?
Was his name Late?
Came on Late.
Came no, on Lake.
Is that, truly, were you eighth build? Were you an and Adam Scott? Or, oh, by the way, Adam Scott is here.
No, I think it's the last one. I think I was the last one.
Is that alphabetical? Or
no,
is that
no,
just...
it's just I was the last one
That's
to
That's gotta sting.
Is your audition on YouTube?
You know what?
Is it on Vivo?
I don't really... put a lot of value in that kind of stuff. For me, it's about the work.
Where can I see that audition with some pre-roll advertisements?
Listen, DeLorean. I don't know what you think this is. This.
Someone should make a shirt that says, I watch the ads.
I'd never press the skip
yeah,
ad button.
Yeah, I would wear that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
Wordy.
Why That's would good. You wear that?
I don't know. It's funny.
And you need a, you know, shelter
and
from
I need
the elements.
A shirt. I need a shirt.
Yeah, exactly. So you're just, you want someone to give you a shirt.
Yeah, I don't
doesn't
have,
matter what it
I
says.
I don't have a shirt.
You're in the shirt market.
Yeah.
Is that what a shirt is? Is a shelter from the elements?
Yeah, it protects you from the wind, the sun.
Did you
protects
see
your
wild?
Skin. I did see that.
What did you think a shirt was for?
I thought it was for eating hamburgers.
In what way? To use as a napkin or to...
No, just to wear while you're eating hamburgers.
Oh, like ceremonial
garb.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. But it also is for a lot of other things.
But you're supposed to take it off only when you eat hamburgers?
No. I'm saying that's part of it.
This is why standardized testing is so hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like a shirt is that, but it's also other things and a description...
What did you get on your SAT?
Good.
I feel like you actually did pretty well.
I'll tell you what, I did better in Spanish.
Really? Do you speak
you
Spanish?
Better.
I took the LSATs in Spanish.
The LEL SATs?
Yeah.
LSATs. Very good. Woo! This is already we're
topping
on a hot
our
streak.
Last one. Topping our last one at least.
Let me introduce you collectively. The Farts and Pro crew is here. Hello, guys. Welcome to the show. It's been too long.
It took 4 years to schedule this.
Yeah,
yes.
We've been trying to schedule this fourth one since the first one.
Has it really been? How long has it been since? The last one.
Who cares? I'm not a fucking historian.
Whoa.
Well, I am.
You definitely were not in the calendar year of last year. I think it was the summer of the year previous, 2013.
So we're going
so
on
what
2 years.
Yeah.
That summer.
Yeah.
I know what you did that summer.
So wait, I know what you did that summer.
I know what you did that summer.
But what did you do last summer?
Should we just talk about what we all did last summer?
Sure, why not?
I don't remember anything.
I put on a spooky mask. I killed a bunch of teenagers. Wow. The air conditioning ended right as there was a pause. It just took the literally took the air out of the room.
Oh, man.
Guys, what is happening? First of all, you're all here. How do you feel about Parks and Rec ending? I mean, Adam, no one knew who you were before then. You had tiny little pop-up roles in Veronica Mars, and, you know, of course you were in
Mr. Belding.
Was it Saved by the Bell? What were you in?
What?
You played Mr. Belding.
Yeah, so.
That was pretty well known.
Thank you, Chelsea.
And you used to get like a handy every week on Tell Me You Love Me.
That's right.
You were Jack A.
That's right.
I Jack A off.
On 227.
Jack A-ing.
And so this was a career milestone for you. And then Harris and Chelsea, I mean, you were both, writers of note, perhaps, in tinier projects, but this has made your careers. How do you feel about the end of this program?
Adam is crying.
Adam, what's going on? Where are you? I mean,
I hope those are tears of joy.
Well, it's hard.
What is?
Oh, my God.
My penis.
And that makes you cry?
Why are you crying about that?
It
it's
hurts.
Natural. Has it been because 4 hours or more?
It makes me so happy.
So there are tears of joy.
It's hard.
Okay. All right.
How seldom do you get a hard penis that...
You cry.
Every 20 minutes.
You get a hard one every 20 minutes and you cry every 20 minutes?
Is this year-round or just during pilot season?
Well, for me, 20 minutes is 2 weeks.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
All right.
Oh, well, time's a flat circle.
All right. Oh, my God.
That's true, yeah.
I think I left my... Oh, no.
What's going on, Chelsea? Where would you leave?
Say
Chelsea,
it. Share it.
No,
say it out loud.
Chelsea has not stopped taking things
pills.
Out of bags.
She has two bags. First of all, she has a bag inside her bag. She took that out. And then she has a sunglasses bag inside that bag she
Can
took out.
Can you play that Erykah Badu bag lady song now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Speaking of bag inside a bag, there was that baby that was born with a baby in her belly.
What?
In China. It was the 200th reported case of it.
Really?
Population
so
of control.
Yeah.
That's like babies having babies. Literally.
Yeah.
Total jinx.
Yeah. God, what did the doctor probably didn't know whether to slap it on the fanny or congratulate
or
it.
Abort. Yeah. Or give it
or
an
slap it on the fanny, then give it an abortion.
Do you understand how small that coat hanger is?
That's not how they do
that's
it at
so
a hospital.
Hacky.
Was the baby inside the baby? Was the tiny, tiny baby? Was that one dead?
That one, the baby inside. No, actually, she just graduated magna cum laude.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're going to abort it with a Barbie coat hanger.
I like this, yeah.
I like this.
I like this
line of thinking.
This
is good.
This
is good.
I love
this is a rich
Let's
mind.
Stay in this. Let's live in this.
How do you feel, guys? The show's ending tomorrow.
Empty.
It's sad, but it's also happy because it's still good.
What's still good?
The show.
Oh, you think so?
Well, how do you
Chelsea left. I don't know.
How do you feel, Harris? I'm sad but happy that everyone's enjoying it.
Yeah, he took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, the reluctance.
Why can't you guys just for once say, look.
It's sad.
I haven't learned how to connect with my emotions.
Look, it's sadder when things are canceled prematurely. I feel like this is like when an old person dies. You're like, well, they had a good life. Like Parks, I feel like they had such a
It was canceled at the right time.
Yeah.
It wasn't canceled.
It wasn't canceled.
I mean, technically it was.
No,
they didn't
it wasn't.
Want any more episodes.
We chose to walk away on
Harris
top.
Harris is crying
You
now.
Didn't choose anything, Harris. Come on.
My penis is hard.
Oh, man. This is unrelated again.
I'm crying.
You're telling me that if they came to you guys, to Mike Schur and said, hey, you know what? We actually want more than 13. We want 22.
No.
And we want another season.
They that happened. They were like, we want 4 more seasons.
Bullshit.
And Mike said, nope, walking away.
Bull fucking
shit. And I was in
shit.
The room. It was me, Mike, Les Moonves. He's not even on NBC.
he just wanted to be there?
And I
is he like Uatu the Watcher? He's there for important events?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I said, Mike, we can't walk away. We got stories left to tell.
Harris,
and
the impassioned writer.
Yeah, and then Les was like, dollars, baby. Come on, I want those dollars, baby.
Beaucoup Dolores.
Beaucoup Dolores. And I, you know, I killed him.
Mm. So what really
happened?
You were
who
playing
did you
guitar.
Kill?
Les Moonves.
He's dead?
He's dead.
How does How does Julie feel about this?
I don't know who that is.
Julie Chen?
Julie Chen only
oh,
wanted to
oh, yeah. She has a parking spot.
Where?
She does.
At Radford.
I will sit at that parking spot.
So does Les Moonves.
He does.
He does?
At CBS Radford? Oh, because it's CBS. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic.
CVS
Radford? The CVS on Radford Street?
It's no, a it's studio the studio pharmacy. A pharmacy.
Do you know CVS Pharmacy? They have at Laurel Canyon and Ventura. There are two CVSs right across the street from each other.
Yeah.
Bananas.
But I think, yeah. Well, it's cool because if one CVS doesn't have your... I don't know what
if you're
fucking
embarrassing.
Tampons, Jesus. Then you go across the street and you buy your what fucking maxi pads, Christ.
Or if you keep getting an embarrassing disease over and over, and you have to get your pills. You
go back
alternate
and forth.
So they think you have the clap only once or twice a year instead of like every 3 months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is a clap still?
Clap is still a thing.
Measles.
No, measles is the new thing. But you know, gonorrhea is still a problem, guys.
Are you guys anti-vaxxers?
I don't know how I feel. I assume it's good to get vaccinated just because all the measles photos I saw.
It's a real hot button issue these days,
isn't it?
Yeah, but I want to casually
let's go to hot
throw
topic.
My
dude,
hat in the
I'm
ring.
Not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Mm. Why, Harris? You love controversy.
Oh, not this. This is too rich.
Harris is controversial on everything else, but now he's suddenly deaf mute
and dumb.
That's controversial.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, don't forget that.
You're being ableist. Yeah. I learned that from Tumblr.
Yeah. So, anyway, the show's gone. Good riddance. You guys are fine with it.
Peace. Oh.
Yeah, you know
something
what?
Something unpredictable, but in the end is right.
Do you guys play that in the final episode?
We just air that music video, the full 21 minutes, slowed down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Although it's an hour. You're right.
It's an hour. You guys have an hour finale. What do we have planned on the finale?
By the way, by the time this airs, there will be a very special guest will have made an appearance.
Meaning on last week's episode?
Yeah.
Or who?
Do you know who I'm talking about?
You guys can just say it.
If it's who I think, then you were not really at liberty
was already
to discuss.
On.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys can just say it because it aired last week.
All right, we'll say it. Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
Why are you guys being so cagey?
Because it's not.
They
you're
don't
not
want you to
privy,
leak it.
Bro.
Oh shit!
But it
you're
happened
not
last week.
Privy.
It happened
yeah, I
last
know,
week.
But I
get
think,
privy.
I think. I don't
get
think
privy.
We can even. Okay, it's
get
Lenny Kravitz.
Get privy with it.
Lenny
Whoa!
Lenny Kravitz.
Really?
And Katy Perry. And Left Shark.
Yay! Oh my
Left
God.
Shark?
Do you not know about this meme?
No.
Hashtags.
Oh, dude.
What's that?
Can we stop the show?
Yep, here we go. Click. All right, what do you got, Harris?
Left Shark was Katy Perry's backup dancer at
oh,
the Super
right,
Bowl.
Oh, right, right.
And he was doing crazy stuff. Like mm-hmm. dancing all weird.
So what happened?
Well, Left Shark, it turned out, was a convicted serial pedophile.
No,
that's not what happened at all.
But
okay.
You mentioned
I was like, I didn't hear that.
You mentioned Serial, and I got excited because that's my favorite podcast.
Oh,
that
God.
Invented podcast.
You know what? That got me so addicted to podcasts.
Podcasts.
What's your
podcasts.
Favorite serial? Pedophile. Mine's Jim.
Is this Foam Corner? By the way, let's hear the Foam Corner theme. Here we go.
Oh, fuck. Let's do it.
Yeah. Come on, Harrison's Phone Corner. What? Yo, come on. Harrison's phone on the phone. Give a phone. It's a Phone Corner.
That, of course, is the Phone Corner theme by Reggie Watts, who is concluding his run on Comedy Bang Bang. And it was announced last week who's replacing him, Kid Cudi. We're very excited about that.
That's
and,
exciting.
He's got so much, thanks for all your tweets about that. He's got so much excitement about the new gig and like a lot of enthusiasm. So I'm looking forward to him being on the show. Harris, you got some foam?
Yeah. So, okay. You know.
Oh, boy.
You know.
You know when the. Stick the
you
penis.
You know how like there.
Oh, boy.
You know there's, like, candy and...
Is this Harris's meltdown
I think
corner?
There's candy and, like, mints in bathrooms sometimes.
Yeah, I know
and
that.
Then, well, that's, like... That's the last place I want my like open food is around all this shit.
Where do they have open mints in a bathroom?
They like in fancy. Where the fancier the place, the more open the mints are there.
No,
yeah, just
not
like.
But they're
the
usually in
area.
Wrappers.
I don't give a fuck. You can wrap it in a fucking jacket. I don't. That's too much. That's
mints,
not enough. Yeah.
Do you think the shit smell wafts over to the mints? Is that what you're concerned about?
No,
or just,
it's
or just
literal
molecules?
Particles.
Like shit molecules.
Yeah, I never eat in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Pussy.
Coins are so worthless now that it's gone from you can keep the change to can you keep the change?
Oh, wow. Wow. That's like a Drabble cartoon. I enjoyed it.
When is it not okay to jerk off to someone based on like memories? Like, I got a really good movie theater blowjob in eighth grade, and I feel like that's
what are you doing in eighth grade? That's what you're doing.
I know.
That does seem young to get a blowjob.
That wasn't even my first.
That's like
really that. How many?
That was my 97th.
What?
But do you think it was
from 97 different women?
Yeah, it was the year 97, coincidentally.
Wow.
And ever since, I've tried to get the amount of,
of year.
Year it,
so you've only had
is.
15 blowjobs this year?
Well, I'm hoping that they find out this year is only one AD.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Because I've only gotten one.
Oh. So the like some sort of new calendar.
You know who it's from?
Who?
Me.
Really? You can suck your own dick?
Yeah.
Bro.
Check it out.
Bro, that's amazing. Can
check
I,
it out.
Can I see you do that?
Wait. Oh my God.
Your dick is like a straw. You're sucking like jism right out of your ball sack. Finally, people talking about dicks. Yeah. Chelsea, you want to weigh in?
Love them.
Yep.
Sometimes.
They're okay, right?
Sometimes.
Yep.
I have a question about
like that.
I have a question.
The competitors come out. Historically, that is true.
You have a question, Adam. Question.
Can I talk? I have a question about your eighth grade blowjob. You said it was really good. Was it really good because you were in the eighth grade, or do you think now it would stand up to all of the blowjobs?
Would it stand the test of time? Having the penis you have now,
mm-hmm.
would it
bedraggled.
Still be a good blowjob?
I think it was really good, but yeah, you make a valid point.
How old was she, by the way?
She was 79.
Did you come to the movie theater together?
Yes.
Was it your grandma?
Did you come together?
Not my grandma. Yeah.
Did you do anything in return? Tell this story, bro.
It was what, oddly, like, I laid down on the dirty-ass floor.
What? No.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Really?
Was
this
the
flashbacks?
Front row?
What is it giving you flashbacks to?
The writer's room at Parks. All we did was listen to Harris tell stories about himself. His blowjobs were a big hot topic. It was just nonstop.
So wait, you laid down. Why did you lay down?
He's asking me questions.
Well, who brought up the blowjob, though, to be fair?
I was in foam corner.
You're still in foam corner, by the way.
Wait, ooh. We're all in foam corner.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're in the middle of foam corner. But to tell your story, you laid down on the sticky floor and you weren't even in the front row?
No, we were like third to last row.
Third to last.
Why did you lay down?
You know what movie we're seeing?
What's that?
Half Baked.
Hmm.
That's just a fun detail. Okay. It's not that fun.
Very good. And so, and then Half Baked. And how did you get it? That's an R-rated movie.
And I tell you, I was half baked.
Uh huh.
Was this in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and it's like legal.
Okay. To get a blowjob in a movie theater?
In Texas.
Oh, okay.
This was 97, mind you.
Okay, so then.
But wait, I don't understand why you laid down. Why couldn't she just give you a blowjob?
Because this was pre-lifting armrests.
Okay. Yeah, but she just gets in front of you.
But if your penis is big enough.
Like it, she.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
If your penis is big enough,
it was
bro.
A child's penis.
Well, still, in eighth grade, you have a full-sized man's penis.
I used to, like, be self-conscious about, like, the pubes I had. Mm-hmm. So I put my dick through the hole in the boxers.
Oh my god!
For the blowjob?
Why? Would you have too much pubes?
Too much or too little?
Becomes it. Did you have too much pubes?
No, not enough. I would have loved more pubes.
Oh, you were like.
Then I proceeded to get way too hairy all over, and I was like, "Those were the days."
And then, did you give anything back? Did you?
I think I fingered her, but at that...
Oh, how generous.
Yeah, but at that time, you think fingering is just like
how
finger
giving.
Banging.
She like throws your genitals in her mouth and you're like...
Yeah, a bad job too. So I didn't know about clits at the time.
You were laying on your back, so she was laying on top of you?
She was like...
Yeah,
like,
did she remain seated?
No, she was on the ground too, like on her knees, kind of like perched over.
Okay,
like downward dog yoga.
And then for the fingering, did you get back in your seats or did you remain laying down?
Fingering was pre.
Okay, and then you go. Let's take this to the floor.
Yeah.
So her blowjob was a thank you
said,
for the fingering.
Those are nice clothes. They'd look a lot better on the floor. Mm-hmm. With you in them, and then me also.
In my clothes, with my boner sticking out of my boxers.
Yeah.
Did she say, hey, do you want to take these off, or did she think you were being secretive?
What's funny is there were three of us there.
What?
Yeah, it was me and her and then her friend.
This gets worse. Where's her friend?
Her friend was just like kind of sitting there.
Oh, my God.
And if you're listening to this, because one of them is not alive anymore.
Wow, Jesus. Oh God, why are you crying? This is fucked up. This is fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Harris, which one died?
The blowjob one.
Oh, God.
Not during.
But that's nice, though, that you're respecting her memory.
I know. This is horrible.
What happened to her?
I cannot
Please don't go into any more specificity regarding this issue. But what about the friend? Where's she? Because she sounds down to clowns.
I have to go.
Where are you going? Harris is like pounding the walls,
I'm sorry. Oh, Chelsea, God. I'm sorry.
Anyway, do you want to finish that phone corner joke? So you're thinking about a dead...
Yeah, so basically...
When is it okay to
jerk? You take the change.
You're right. That is why it's even more specifically fucked up. Because it was in eighth grade. And she's dead.
Well, I mean, I...
Is that okay to jerk off to? Is my question.
I don't know.
No, you can't. Do whatever you want.
I do. I sympathize or maybe empathize with you because one of my first junior high school crushes that I sat behind, and she would wear these tank tops all the time. And this was in the eighth grade as well. And just a blossoming, burgeoning body. Mm-hmm. She passed away as well.
Really?
And is that okay?
Yes.
You know, you guys, and I'm not joking at all.
Adam is deadly serious, by the way.
He's more uncomfortable in a room. Please tell me you jerk off to a dead person.
My first girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like 4 days before you and I went up to Sketchfest, I found out my very first girlfriend just died.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not kidding.
These things happen. That's what I'm saying.
These things happen. And the older we get, the more it will happen.
It is so sad.
So when is it okay? Like, should we let their memories live on by jerking off to them? Chelsea, weigh in. We need a female perspective.
Don't jerk off to specific people.
Really?
Groups of people?
You do it to a feeling?
No, it's to imaginary situations, not to imaginary people? I feel like guys see a girl on the subway and they're like, I'm going to jerk off to her later. Or they have an interaction. They're like, I'm going to jerk off to that later. I don't know how most girls all are. Yeah, I can only speak for myself.
You concoct imaginary people of your own devising in alternate universes.
Is this really the goal here today?
to talk about this?
It is now.
Why does Adam have his hands folded like a creep? That is so creepy. It's like church hands. I never trust church hands.
They are church hands and they're perched right above. They're not in his lap. They're right above.
I am through my body language telling you I am paying attention
and I am considering. I'm a safe person to share this with. That's the message.
Chelsea, can you honestly say this was my goal today. Yes.
I'm sure.
Chelsea, when you pass away, do you want people thinking about you like sexually? Like, wow, she was really, you know what? Sex with her was great. I'm going to continue thinking about that. Or do you want people to?
Let me reframe the question.
Okay, here we go.
If you
reframe
guys,
time.
If you knew that every time you jerked off to a girl or someone that you knew, they would get an alert sent to them.
Oh, or they would die.
Would you still do it?
They like, usually do get an alert from me.
On Ambien.
On Ambien.
A text.
Shout out to Ambien.
Yeah.
So wait, anytime even like someone pops in your head accidentally and you would say, oh no, I don't want an alert sent to that person. I'm gonna
No, you can cut it short.
Okay,
but if you choose to proceed, they get
like
an alert.
7 second delay.
Okay,
so if you actually like climax, they get
no.
An
alert. Yeah.
If once you start touching yourself, it's over. They get the alert.
I don't know.
I don't know. I would like there.
It would be a way of flirting. It's like sending a link.
I think it's flattering as fuck. If I got a text that was like, "This girl's masturbating to you right now," I'd be like, "Awesome."
Right?
Don't you think girls would be getting alerts? Constantly, all day, every day, where they would
what
turn them off.
If you hate someone and you're like, "Ew, get me out of your fucking
yeah." If like someone's stalking,
I'm trying to think of like the person I hate most. Still kind of cool.
Who's that?
A mental case.
Is it Adam?
Nope. This is gonna sound weird.
Okay.
Hugh Laurie.
You hate him the most?
Yeah.
Why?
Never met him.
If he
never
jerked off
house.
About you, oh it would God. Freak you out, or you would
no,
think
I'd be
it's
into it.
Cool.
No, I like Hugh Laurie,
but
I actually have no opinion. I just pulled a random. Person.
Don't you think much like an annoying Google alert that where you're getting too many responses, women would just eventually turn it off? You know, like
in this
you know
scenario, no one has the power to disable it.
That sucks no that the woman has to be.
It's almost harassing.
It's not
right?
her fault. I mean,
yeah.
Right.
Don't you think men would then jerk off intentionally in order to send an alert, like a
It'd
nudge?
Be like
some
like
would
of harassment.
Yeah.
And is it an alert on your phone, or do you just see it like Terminator, like in your eye? You see the picture of the person.
And are you a
off.
Cyborg in this scenario?
I don't know, but I like your attitude of like, just I'm interested. I'm interested uh-huh. in this technology.
Yeah. How? I'm just thinking about all
move?
The girls I know that would get alerts and how embarrassing
you know
it would be.
Are your phones hooked up to your penis, by the way? How does
I
this...
need to know from a girl's perspective if that's a good move.
Here's,
because
here's
I have
the parallel.
Done that.
Here's the parallel. Of course okay. not, Harris. Here's the parallel.
It's not at
it's
all?
Telling someone I had a dream about you. Like, that's what is a real life actual situation
that,
that
does...
people do. If you go, I had a dream about you, the person's like, okay.
Yeah.
Although I've had that with women who I know for a fact are just not interested. I've had women
they
go, oh, I had a
are.
Dream about you, blah, blah, oh. blah, 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 and it doesn't have a, like, oh, it was scary, and it was like, oh, I didn't like it.
Right, yeah. That's true.
Well, yeah. That's just insulting.
But I feel like generally people know that it's flirtatious to say
right.
that, unless you do have an open relationship, I mean, like, openly disinterested
right.
relationship.
Right, right. Okay, so.
So just if you have a crush on someone, tell them just fake it and say you had a dream about them.
Fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. So is the phone hooked, does it have a jack to put your penis in? Well, you know, how's it attached? Is it attached through Bluetooth? Do you get like a Bluetooth thing in your penis?
It's
so
all
that...
virtual.
Okay.
Just hate it's to about, disappoint.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I know you want a Bluetooth attachment for your scrot.
I just want like
your scrot.
Scrot? Scrot?
Scrot? Be, is that a word
wouldn't
for
it?
It
be scrot?
Seems like a Shakespearean word, like a scrot
piece. Well, scrot is... dork's backwards, and dork is a whale's penis.
It's
so.
Not dork's backwards.
It really is.
When you think about it, it is.
Scrod.
It actually is.
It isn't.
Does anyone want the rest of this?
It's what? Empty, clearly.
You have just like three drops of coconut water.
So, sponsored.
Yeah, do you want to do your ad for the coconut water?
Just super quick, Zippo coconut juice. Living the dream.
Zippo like the lighter?
High. No, it's a new, they're rebranding as a coconut juice
Wait,
company.
So they're not making lighters anymore?
No more lighters, no more smoking.
It's bad.
It's coconut juice all the way. Zippo, up on top, making it happen.
That's their slogan?
Yep, it's up on top.
Because coconuts are up high, I guess.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. And the print ads are going to be me on top of a skyscraper in a suit holding two coconuts and sitting on top of a coconut tree that's on top of the
And your scrot is hanging out.
My scrot's out, and I'm saying, let's make this happen, going all the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting a blowjob from a dead girl.
Exactly.
Exactly. Good. All right. Great. Well, we have to take
unbelievable.
You're so disappointed.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of whatever this is. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back here with the Farts and Pro crew, and we're still in Foam Corner.
Yeah, we got to get out.
Yeah, so how do we get out of this? You got to do
just
one more
press that button.
Talk about
press
anything else.
You got to do one more joke.
All right. You know, people are always like, if someone juggles, people are impressed by it. But
sure.
It's like, I'm not, because, oh, you learned to do that. And so what? Like, I could juggle if I learned how.
Jesus.
Harrison's Foam Corner. Yeah, come on. Harrison's Foam Corner. What? Yo, come on. Harrison's phone on the phone. Get the phone. It's a Foam Corner.
All right. All right. We're out of it.
All right.
Very good. Chelsea,
yes.
Every time you've been on the show, you have some wonderful new cracks to debut.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have here? Because you're a chameleon.
I know.
You know, people see you every week now as Gina.
Right.
And that's one of your cracks.
Right.
But there's so many more that's in your head just rattling around, you know?
Yeah.
So many more that just like shake your head and you know, a couple new cracks will fall out of your ears. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll take a word.
Okay. What does that mean? I'll take a word. Any suggestion?
To base the character around.
Just any word? Does it have to be an emotion or just a thing, an occupation?
Fireman.
Oh, boy.
Fire Marshal.
Bill?
Betty.
Betty.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This is Fire Marshal Betty. Now, wait, is Marshall the name?
That's like, her middle name.
That's her middle name. Okay. And so Fire is her first name?
Yeah.
So she is not a fire marshal?
No.
Okay, very good. Fire Marshal Betty.
She's like Zoe Kravitz. Like her parents were kind of like hippie musicians.
Mm, very good. And her last name is Betty.
Oh, yeah. So she's Tom Betty's kid?
She's Tom Betty's kid.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll do the character.
Sam Smith.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey. Hey, yeah. Fire.
You are straight fire today.
Well, yeah, like people always like to make fun of my name. I get it.
Who's your dad?
Bomb Betty.
Bomb Betty? Did he do that song?
Brie Ballin'?
Pre Ballin'?
He did Pre Ballin', and he later did Brie Ballin' to follow up. But like,
oh, he did
I'm not
American
to,
Burl.
It bums me out to always talk about my dad because yeah. It's like I'm my own entity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you
on,
do,
you guys?
I make music on my dad's label.
What's one of your songs?
Bomb Booty.
Bomb Booty.
I'm more hip hop than he is, so like he's like
can
all
you
rock
sing?
And roll.
Bomb Booty.
Yeah.
All right. How does it go?
I feel like I can.
All right.
I mean, you know, the public is the courtroom.
The
and
ultimate arbiter.
That's
give us
right.
A couple bars.
Sure.
Spit that fire, Betty.
Bum booty. Bum booty, bum booty. Hit, bum booty. Bum booty, bum booty. Hit. That's like how it starts, and
whoa.
Then it goes into more of like a ballad.
So it starts with just literally 15 seconds, and then it goes into a ballad?
It's, you know, it's got influences, world influences, but it's definitely not world music.
It sounded a little like Paul Simon's Graceland.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What is the ballad portion of the song sound like?
Bomb booty, I loved you bomb booty, but now you're gone. Hey!
That was a ballad.
Really, yeah, it's definitely ballad.
So yeah. Is it a breakup song?
I mean, it's everything. Like, life is everything. You have ups and you have downs. And it's like, people think because my dad is Bomb Betty, like, that I'm just, like, out here spoiled, just, like, driving my dad's car and living in the apartment he
what
got
do you
me.
Drive, by the way?
It's his old car.
Oh, okay.
And also, like,
so it's
who
not
cares?
His anymore.
I bought it. I paid for it.
Yeah. How much did you pay?
A couple hundred.
And what kind of car is it? It's a classic, some sort of like classic automobile?
It's an Alfa Romeo.
Oh my gosh.
A vintage
gosh.
Alfa Romeo.
For a couple $200?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was run down.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm working on a bunch of new stuff and like I don't let my dad in the studio.
Mm, okay. So if he were to come to the studio, has
I'd
he ever
like,
tried?
I'd be like, bro, fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Has he ever tried to come to the studio?
Probably. I have security.
It's his label.
We don't talk really.
You don't tell what happened with you and your dad.
One of his friends used to do stuff.
Like what?
Was he a serial pedophile?
No, he was a musician. He made competing albums with me and my dad.
Was this Ball McCartney?
You know Ball?
Oh, that air's back on.
Thank God.
Does your dad, how does he feel about Tom Petty?
Furious. He was there first, the way he sees it, but it's like, you know what? He's unreasonable, and like, fuck that dude. Mm-hmm.
Does he ever,
he's
like
an old chimp.
Does he ever put on American Burl and then American Girl side by side, and he's just like, that fucking Tom Petty, this is bullshit.
I mean, we could call him.
Right. Okay, let's
call
him.
That's a good idea.
Here we go. Brett, get him on the phone. Engineer Cody, Brett. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, bring, bring. Hello?
Dad, you fucking dick.
Hey, bomb. No, who are you? No, fire.
Hey, hang up the phone real quick. I can't fucking deal.
Hang up.
That's really sad that your dad clearly has Alzheimer's. He was calling you.
Is this a phone?
Him.
I told you to hang up, man. Hey. He's fucking out of it. This is why I don't deal with
do
you.
Do I eat
That's
this?
Sad.
Do I eat this phone? Sad. What do I do? Hey, fire, I miss you, I love you.
Why'd you name me fire, you fuckface?
Is this bomb?
No,
you're bomb.
Mr. Betty? Mr. Betty?
Is this Adam Scott from Parks and Recreation?
Yes, it is,
Not
sir.
Anymore,
hello.
Dad.
I can listen. I can tell your voice anywhere. I love the show.
Oh, well,
Hot
thank
Tub
you.
Time Machine 2 did amazing business this last week.
Oh, well, thanks for noticing.
Number one at the box office this weekend.
Was it?
Perfect.
I'm so glad that you think that. That's great.
I don't have Alzheimer's about that. Number one with the bullet.
Hey, Mr. Betty... I'm just curious. We were sitting here discussing how you feel about Tom Petty.
Oh, that chaps my hide.
So you don't like Tom Petty?
You know what? I sometimes put my song, Bree Ballin', next to his song, Free Fallin'.
Uh-huh.
I buy two separate record machines. What do you call those?
Record
CD players.
Yeah, CD players. I buy two of them. And I run it through. I have a speaker wire going from both of them into the same speakers.
You
do you know what I mean?
Penile Bluetooth?
I do. It was injected into my penis via syringe.
That's very cool.
Is this Harris?
It's Harris.
Hey, how do you guys know each other? What the fuck?
I've never
I
met him. I'm just a huge
his
fan.
Penile Bluetooth.
Oh my yeah. God, that's with disgusting.
Wait, you're the guy that spit that into my pee hole? Yeah.
Listen, that's the only way to do it. I'm old fashioned.
Oh, hey, how's it been? I haven't seen you in a long while.
Are girls that you jerk off to getting ample texts?
Fire, are you getting these?
Ew, hang up on him. I'm telling you, the guy's a fucking freak.
Wow. Man, he sounds like an elderly man.
He is, but then his voice is like so youthful. It's disgusting.
He has a lot of energy, it seems like.
I hate him.
Boy,
there's
I'm
a
so
lot of
sorry.
Sexual tension.
Yeah, between you, Harris, and him.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell me that, Harris?
It's weird that you didn't mention that you're the one that implanted the penile Bluetooth in her dad.
Yeah.
With my mouth.
Yeah,
with
it's a little mouth. Strange. A little strange.
But that's how you have to implant the Bluetooth into penis. It's always done by the mouth, right?
Yeah.
I
don't think it's that weird. I work at Radio Shack.
They're going
bankrupt.
Out of business.
I know. That's why I started this company with this
to keep
venture.
Them afloat.
It's a company? It's
but
a
only
company?
One person got one installed, your dad. But he did pay $1 trillion for it.
What?
Yeah, sounds like you're flush,
that's
buddy.
Like my trust.
I know.
But what's your overhead?
Like $2 trillion. We're in the hole, $1 trillion.
So $4 trillion, sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, Matt.
How much do you clear for implanting it with your mouth?
I work on commission.
The commish.
Commission.
Michael Chiklis.
The Chiklis yeah. special.
Whatever cum I get to keep.
Are we in foam corner still?
Wait, who's this?
Chelsea.
That was a great character, Chelsea.
Thank you. Oh, I came out of it. Yeah. I came
You're
out
of it. You're out. Okay.
It was getting too intense. I can't envision that world, and I don't think we're that far from that world.
Yeah, you got to de-roll. Scary. What's your name?
I'm Chelsea.
What city are you in?
I think it's calabasas.
Uh-oh, she's still in Bombay.
That's a terrifying
calabasas
glimpse.
Is like right by us.
Do we need to get your acting teacher in here to help you get out of character?
Yeah, let's get him.
He killed himself.
Oh! Oh no, he's dead. We can't
his
get
ghost
him.
Ghost has been haunting me for a couple seasons.
Oh!
Don't come in here.
Oh wait, he can just come float right through the walls, can he? Why are you knocking?
Common misconception about ghosts.
Fine, open the door.
All right, open the door.
Creak. Slam. Sit.
Hello, sir.
What is your name, sir? Identify yourself.
I'm Mark.
Mark, acting teacher extraordinaire?
No.
No? This is your acting teacher?
He was.
Really?
Not an extraordinaire.
No, just an ordinaire?
Just a guy that taught acting to Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. In order to prepare her for the Brooklyn Nine-Nine role?
No, just he coached me for the Caracs.
Oh, wow.
Here on your show. Okay. I hired him just for that.
Just
coaching.
For the Caracs. Wow, yeah. Okay.
Why
so
do you...
he's behind. He's the mind behind all of them.
I'm the Mayan behind all of them. I'm Mayan.
Why do you talk like the aliens in Galaxy Quest?
Because
great reference, bro.
thanks, man.
My vocal cords.
GRB.
When my wife and I had our baby, and I...
Is she dead, too, and the baby dead, too?
She's dead. Baby's dead. Baby was pregnant. Baby came out pregnant. I ate the placenta.
Oh, you sound like you ate a placenta.
Is that what killed you?
No, it's still in my throat.
Oh, did you choke on it?
Yeah, that's how I died.
You suffocated.
On my baby's placenta.
Oh, my goodness.
And you'd think it was the size of a raisin.
Oh, but a raisin, you know?
Raisin you know is better than one you don't.
Raisin Arizona, am I right?
Like the movie.
I'm doing an impression of you because you said I was bad at impressions.
What is your number one tip on acting, would you say?
I would say stay away from the raisins.
Wait, that's just your
tip. Stay away from the raisins?
Meaning if you get a role in which you have to eat raisins, stay away from that role because you may choke on one?
Either that, or if you get cast in Raisin in the Sun... Don't do it.
Really? That's catapulted so many people to fame.
Yeah, and...
Name Twan.
Felicia Rashad.
Twan?
Oh, Twan. I'm sorry. Here, Twan.
Puff Daddy.
Was he in... Oh, yes. He was.
Yeah.
He wrote that poem.
Yeah, and he was... His acting career took off after he was in that play.
So basically,
is the AC broken?
So, no, my other tip would be if you're gonna go onto the stage, mm-hmm. then make sure there's a play going on.
Okay, so don't just wander onto a stage, any stage.
If you're on stage and there's not a play, you're not really acting.
And does it have to be a play you're cast in, or can you wander onto the stage?
Wander onto any stage.
Any stage, and you're an actor.
Yeah.
Okay. All the world is a stage, as the immortal Bard once said.
Who's Bard Simpson?
The immortal Bard Simpson said all the world is
him,
a stage.
I taught Bart everything he knows.
Really?
Chelsea and Bart, my two greatest achievements.
Do you think he's ever going to have a cow?
Well, I mean, I think he should take his own advice.
Sure.
And not have one,
but do you think he will?
Oh, my God.
No.
You don't think he will?
Hell no.
Oh.
Wait.
I got rid of the placenta.
Oh, so now you speak in a different manner.
Yeah. All right. We're done.
Wow. One of the more unceremonious ends.
We're done is as if you were shitting and you're just like done.
Done in here.
It's out. I got it out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've never
shit
in my life. Is that what it's like?
You've never shit in your life?
Never shit in my life. No, it's all been building up.
That's not healthy.
It's like Elvis.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to see my butt? It's entirely brown.
What?
Yeah, my...
Wait, here, why what? Is the outside of your butt brown?
Well, no, it's like, it's like you know how if you fill up a Ziploc bag with shit?
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
You would see the brown. That's exactly what... Here,
Chelsea,
let me show you my butt.
Why do
here.
You fill Ziplocs with shit? constantly.
It's just a, it's a play activity for my nephews.
Dude, you're not looking at my butt, bro. Oh.
Whoa.
Let me. Oh God.
Yeah.
Get it's that right thing out of here.
It's beautiful because it's translucent, but it's disgusting.
It feels like all it needs is like to pop like a balloon, just a tiny prick.
Yeah, it's like a spider prick.
I can take care of that with my mouth.
Okay.
No, Harris, don't. We're all going to...
God. And procreation. And procreation.
Oh, that feels so much better.
All right, we're done.
One tiny little turd.
Oh. Wait, we're not going to go through the scheduling?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Look, we have to take another break. I'm so sorry.
We got to clean up now.
Yeah, look.
I hope you do it yourself.
This is a great segment. Can we all agree this is a great segment?
Do you think people will rank this one above the last one?
None of these should be.
We do actually manage to get worse and worse each one.
Yes!
That's amazing.
Well, we haven't done it in a year and a half.
The truth of the matter is the first one wasn't good. So if we're getting worse each time, that's like mind-blowing.
Yeah, we're starting at zero.
We're digging.
I mean, we're in the negatives now.
Right. All right, let's go to a break. Let's try to salvage this. When we come back, more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here with Chelsea, Harris, and Adam. And, of course, we're having a great time. Middle of the afternoon and the end of Feb and Parks and Recreation. Of course, season finale tomorrow. And
Series finale.
Yeah. And that was a great show, but you guys have other stuff going on, don't you?
Yeah, we have our new show that we're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, great. So anyway, next question.
Wait, what? Harris, should we tell them about it? Or
I was kind of hoping to.
Oh,
mind, Scott, if
I mean, it's highly unorthodox, but I suppose I could sit here and listen to what you guys are saying. I mean, Chelsea, are you interested at all?
I have to take off, but I feel like...
Well, would you mind staying put for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, lend us your ear for a second. Would you?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, sure. Thank you.
All right.
No
here
worries.
We go.
No worries.
Great. What is this show? Boy.
So for the
you owe me though listening to one full pitch.
This show is called ISIS.
Yeah,
it's called ISIS. USIS. We all sis for Ice Chris.
Okay, ISIS, USIS, we all sis for Ice Chris.
Yeah. And Harris and I have, we've been workshopping this for a while. Like, we started workshopping this even before our first Farts and Pro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is something that's been long
and we've actually funded ISIS to have this title make sense.
Yeah.
Because it didn't exist prior to this.
I see. Okay, well, you've done the world a great disservice.
Well, you haven't seen the show.
Oh, that's true. It may counterbalance it a bit.
I feel like you'll think it's all worth it in a way once you actually see the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the show's not about ISIS in any way.
Okay, it just has it in the title.
Yeah, it's about Ice Chris.
Okay, great.
And Ice Chris is a boy who is very cold.
Okay. Is he related, related to Ruth's Chris at all?
Yes. His mom is Ruth's.
Okay.
Very good.
And growing up on growling up on a steak farm, you tend to be a certain kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you say a steak farm, do you mean there's cows on the farm that they turn into steaks?
No, we grow steaks.
Whoa.
They're grown
bioengineered steaks.
3 inches underground, they grow steaks.
3 inches. Is there any way
and
for
in the
me
winter,
to
four
have
inches
some
above.
Sort of perspective as to how deep that would be? Oh, I'm looking at Harris's penis. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, from the ground.
We all have our penises up.
You're looking at my penis from the ground. All right. Do
it. Chelsea? Anything?
Yes.
All right. So ready?
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Father.
No. Yes. Yes. Yes.
The stakes are in. The stakes are in. And I'm cold.
Come in, son.
All right.
Sit down. Yes. I need to tell you something.
Okay.
Your mother, Ruth's.
Yes.
She's having a hard time. She feels that your work in the steak fields is lacking.
Father,
But I picked one steak today.
Son, one steak is not enough. We need three steaks per year. And you've only dug up one steak today.
Let me try harder. What is my consequence?
Your consequence is I am going to freeze you in a block of ice.
No, I'm already cold.
For 12 centuries.
Father?
Yes?
Will you be there at the end when it thaws?
No.
Okay, let's cut to that.
Okay.
All right.
Guy's sucking on his own dick in this show.
Shut up.
Where am I? Well, where am I?
You are in the future. It has been 12 centuries that have passed.
Who are you?
I am the ghost of your father.
Whoa.
My name is Mark.
The theater teacher?
Yes.
Great work.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
Yes. Yes.
What happens now? We're 1,200 years in the future.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Let me get in a better place.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
Okay.
Who is this?
Ice.
What is ice? Oh.
Ice Chris.
Oh, yes. What's up, man?
Did you ever get those two other steaks?
Yes. Oh, we had a very good year.
Did Ruth's Chris become successful?
Oh, yes. Everywhere. Even in Park City, there's a Ruth's Chris steakhouse.
I ate at that.
You
this
did.
Is, I swear to God, I ate there with my parents.
Well, I'm your dad. You fucking idiot.
What's my consequence?
For being an idiot?
Yes, Father.
I'm going to freeze you in a block of ice.
For how long?
For 12 centuries.
Okay.
Oh, God, this one hurt.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Mark.
Mark?
Yes.
I'm horny.
Yes, I figured you would be. That is why I have for you a female companion.
What's her name?
Her name is Fire.
Fire Marshal Betty?
Yes.
Fire and Ice. Oh, my God.
A song of fire and ice.
What's up?
We cannot be together because you will melt me.
Or will you put her out? Put out her flame?
We can never know. Go. Go.
I waited 12 centuries.
You're fucking fire. I'm ice. You gotta get the fuck out of here.
It's hello?
Hey.
Mark.
Who's this?
Mark.
Hello?
Who's what? You're asking who you are?
Yes.
Hey, Mark. Do you mind coming in here and taking out the trash, please?
Oh, yes. No problem. Sorry, guys.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
What?
Who are you?
What?
Hello?
Why am I frozen for 12 centuries, then I come out of it, and I'm told I'm not wanted?
What?
Who's this?
If Father catches us, he will freeze us for 12 more centuries.
What?
Great.
But we must run away, but it can't be together because we'll melt.
What?
Who's your father?
What?
Mark.
What?
Hello?
Did you say Mark?
Mark's Chris.
I'm Mark. Who's this?
Who's this?
Who are you?
What?
Get out of here.
Hello?
Mark, come take out the trash. Stop talking to your friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm on my way.
What?
Whoever you are.
Hello?
My dad is very powerful.
And please, freeze me again.
What?
Consequence.
Is that your name?
Mark.
I'm Consequence.
Yeah. The trash isn't going to take out itself.
I can't find you. Where are you?
Hey, listen.
What?
Hey.
What?
Wait, stop. Mark.
What?
Stop. Mark, who are you?
I'm your father.
Okay. Who's this guy talking
Mark,
to?
Mark, did you have kids when I wasn't looking?
Well, 24 centuries ago.
Mark.
I'm on my way.
Come get the trash for me.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I can't make dinner and take out the trash.
I understand. Where are you?
I can't do everything. I'm in the house. I can't do everything around here.
Which floor? I'm on the third floor.
I'm on the 28th floor. Oh, take the elevator up
fucking
here.
Fucking hell. There we go.
I didn't want to buy such a big house. You're the one who wanted to buy the big house.
Okay, I'm in the elevator. I'm pressing 27. I'll be up in a second.
Hurry it up.
Guys?
Yes. What?
What?
Who are you?
I'm on the 27th floor. You're nowhere near. I don't see you.
I'm sorry. I meant the third floor.
Fuck.
Establish your character.
What?
Who are you?
I am Mark, your father.
He's Mark. He's Mark. He told you.
You're nailed down, bro. We got you.
Yeah,
who's your companion?
This is my longtime companion.
Longtime.
Are you gay lovers?
What?
What?
Are you gay lovers?
Who is this?
Fire. Right,
that's it. I'm freezing you motherfuckers.
Oh.
What? Whoa.
Whoa.
Fire, it's just us now.
Freeze me.
It's just me. I'm going to implant a Bluetooth into my dick.
What? I am dying in such a sweet way. Sucking me beautiful.
Sucking me beautiful.
And scene. Wow.
Sucking
powerful.
Me beautiful.
We
that's
always
the,
end
that's a beautiful...
on that. That line was written for the finale.
Sucking me beautiful.
Sucking
yes.
me
wait,
beautiful.
So this is the final episode that we just saw?
This was the final episode.
How many episodes will precede this one?
How many did we do?
It's crazy how your life story was about blowjobs, and then your story, your art imitated life and was also in
it's
a way.
All I know.
Yeah.
It's all
it
I
is
know.
What you'll, you know.
Amazing, amazing stuff. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Should we? I know this is your show.
Yeah.
Should we close out with reading our scheduling?
Close out. I don't want to. First of all, I don't want to read our scheduling.
Why?
On the air. But
it'll be so funny, I think.
Yeah, I think we should read it.
We'll leave out any controversial elements.
What do you mean, controversial elements?
I don't know.
Okay. you want to read, meaning our emails back and forth?
Yeah.
They're not interesting.
I think it is.
Are.
I want the people to know how fucking difficult
it
was.
It's so funny how hard we worked to make this show happen.
And for what?
How long did it take?
We've been trying to do this for a year and a half.
Let me look at my I'm going to search Aukerman up in here.
It's fairly recent when we...
Chelsea, I'm in love with you. Oh, wait. I guess I shouldn't read on.
Look, I like a fine piece.
Sure. Kulop's got the titties, but you...
You got the snality.
All right. Where is it?
All right. I found it.
Here we go.
God. All right.
Okay.
This is not the end, by
everyone the way. Everyone read their part.
All I have is...
Oh, my God.
Wait, no, we should
read
someone
else. The one that
Chelsea
started yesterday.
Oh, my God.
We should read other people's parts.
There's so many of these. Like, on 8/20/2014, you said, so should I just tell myself to fuck off with 4 question marks?
Because I sent out an email to all of you...
And no one responded,
yeah.
I'm reading from January 22nd. Which was about a month ago.
Yeah, about a month ago. About a boy as well.
I'm not finding anything.
Go to Aukerman.
Search Aukerman.
All right.
Boy. I have 122 is when this one came out. And Harris said, first to respond, I vote yes. Who do we want? I'll play Harris.
No, you should play yourselves. It's not confusing to the listener.
No, I'll play Harris.
No, play yourself.
Wait, all I have. Which thread are you in? There's so many.
The first one I have is 2/2/15.
Well,
no, there's way before that.
I don't have anything before that.
All right, just share my.
Okay.
Okay, wait. What one are you guys in?
I truly feel like we should each read ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Our parts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I say, guys, demand is high. Should we do a podcast before I go back into production at the end of Feb?
First to respond, I vote yes.
I write, of course.
Fuck yeah, cunts.
Whoa, take it down a notch, bro.
And this is Adam.
You. No, it's you.
It's you.
It is?
It says,
ooh, well, fantastic. I'm not getting my own. Well, fantastic. When? Night? I'm free whenever.
I'm OOT out of town till February 1st.
My pitch is that we do it Feb 2 through 5. I'll do it anytime. What's your availability that week?
Free after 7 on Monday and Tuesday of that week.
I live in Iceland.
Chelsea putting a screeching halt on the discussion.
I think we should read all our scheduling emails on the pod. I don't know. I just don't know my schedule in this much advance.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it Monday or Tuesday night. Chels, when will you know? Than you. This is not
that
this is terrible. Why are we doing this?
Well, we should have had it printed.
That well, you're the one who wanted to do
that
it.
That Mun is Groundhog Day. I thought you had like producing staff or something. That Mun is Groundhog
do something
Day.
Something I didn't want to do.
So you never said you didn't want to do it.
What can we pause? Like, why are you so adverse to revisiting
emails? Yeah, it would
emails?
Be
like,
so
what
funny.
Happened to
it
you?
Would be so
I
funny.
I thought it was. I thought
because
it was,
we've done it for 2 minutes and it's been awful.
No, I
not
live
until
in Iceland.
You said it was
funny.
Awful.
If
it was
I could
amazing.
Get to like be a fly on the wall for four people I don't know's email conversation,
yeah,
I'd be
like
so
the
into it.
Sony
that.
Hack.
Yeah, this is like a Sony hack.
Listen, I think we should publish.
On, and McSweeney's
on Tumblr. We should
yeah,
publish.
Tumblr McSweeney's.
What's the mail app you're using? Because it looks cooler than mine.
Oh, this
oh
is
my
just.
God. This is just. I don't know. I apologize.
I can't honestly. Believe you're. So, I feel like this would be right up
yeah.
your alley.
I don't know. I mean, it's just. My
but it's
Gmail
not.
Came with the phone.
It's not up your
Gmail?
Alley at all.
I just feel like it's like oh, this alley Gmail. Is like boredom alley, and we're just like
no,
on a freight train right through.
No,
but we were
no.
only like halfway through.
All
those
right,
emails.
Let's play one of your dumb fucking games. I'll start. Hey, would you rather fucking eat a dog with chopsticks or
read a
or
fucking
read a,
awesome email chain?
Yeah, read an email chain. Hey, I got. Let's do riddle me this. Hey, what's
you
what's
listen to the
an
show?
What's an email chain and is fun to read?
Are you a fan?
This one.
You listened to the show? That's so nice of you. Thank you so much. Wow, that's I didn't know that you listened to every single one of them. That's really flattering. I appreciate it. Thank you, Harris.
I love the show.
It's very, very flattering.
I'm a huge fan.
It's I know, and it's very flattering.
And I think that you talking U2 to me is awesome.
Yeah, and U2 is your favorite band now.
Yes.
It's because you have Gmail. That's why you have a different application.
Who the fuck doesn't have Gmail? What are you using?
Seriously,
yeah, what
are
you
day
on?
Is it?
You what? You am I supposed to just give out my email address?
Why not?
Yes, I'll do it. Would yeah. you be mad?
Sure. I'll go out. Ahead. Give out my email address, and right after, I'll give out yours.
I'll give out mine. I'll tell you what.
Do it.
Tell you what.
Wait, this
do
is
it.
Actually something I do think is funny. If you have friends in show business, when they say they're going somewhere, to tweet where they're going.
That's funny.
Like Aziz was trying to like shoe. What do you call that? Angle in on my dinner reservation with my boyfriend. I was like, we're going here, and he's like, oh, that sounds good. I'm going to go there too. And then he brought a group of people there.
Wow. Really?
And I was
are
like,
you serious?
Yeah. And so we're on our date, and then there's this whole group of people that
at
I know
at the same table,
at the same time, at the same restaurant. And so I was like, I'm going to tweet that you're going to be there.
That's
and
funny.
I wish I did it. I
oh,
should
you
have
didn't
done
do it.
It.
Yeah.
I should have done it. But that is such a good power play for the rich and famous.
But seriously, Adam, if you give out your email address, I'll give out mine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Do it.
Yeah. Let me just see what it is.
HarrisWhittles@gmail.com.
You've said that before.
Pretty obvious.
It's the obvious move.
Did you get random emails when you did that?
Well, remember, I was like, that's my email address. Send dick pics. And I got so many dick pics.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I still
God,
get like
why?
One every few weeks.
Really?
Why do you do
no,
that?
No, I said all pics. I said tits or dicks.
Did you get any tits?
Not one tit.
You got to be yeah. Doug Benson for that side boob, baby.
Yeah, I know. I get like 1,000. So
what
if
are you
guys listening,
think about side boob Sunday,
ladies,
Chelsea?
Send your boobies to HarrisWhittles@gmail.com.
Okay.
And gentlemen, Got to keep it fair. Send your dicks.
That's true. You got look. Hey, if you're asking for boob pics, you got to ask for dick pics.
I just want nut pics.
Yeah. Also, I'm disgusting. Taking writer submissions.
For what?
For to write scheduling emails.
Okay. Yeah. So we can read
that email chain. I swear to God, I didn't realize it was on us to print it, but I would have because I believe in it
just
that much.
Pull it up on your own thing.
It gets really funny.
It is really funny. Okay. I believe in it.
Do you want to go back to it?
Yeah, no. Let's finish it.
I go to bat for right. things right, I believe.
All right, well, this is where we left off. Okay. If only you could bring it up and I don't have to pass my phone
but
over.
But I don't know where it is.
Yeah, that's
why,
my point.
But that's why I didn't realize like I should have
You should have come
printed
prepared.
It all out. Yeah, I didn't know
prepared.
That.
Should have prepared.
No one wanted to well, print it out. Yeah, you just said let's read it, implying okay.
But so you know what comes after this?
Sort of.
All right, so start with that Groundhog
Start with this.
Day.
Yeah.
Okay. That Mon is Groundhog Day, so we could talk about one of my fave movies. I usually get my schedule the Sunday before the week starts.
I'm an idiot. I don't want to read this.
Well, you have to. You're the one who wanted to do this bit. You're the one who wanted to do the bit.
What is it?
You have to read it.
All right. Everyone has to read every word of their
email.
All right. Oh, my God.
Fine. I'm an idiot, and actually Tuesday would work better for me. I have a Tonight Show showcase Monday to host it. Sorry,
did you get
Jimmy
it?
Boy. Well, I'm here, aren't I?
And I say, so how's this looking for tomorrow night?
I'm still good with it.
I can't do it tomorrow. Sorry, girls.
See, that's funny. I go, I can tomorrow night. I'm off next week, so could prob at some point.
And then.
But we really, really should read. I really should read the entire scheduling thread on the pod.
How about a week from tonight, next Wednesday?
I'm good for next Wednesday. Feeling pressure to be funny here since we are reading these publicly now. I'll start on the next one.
Well, here's something funny. How far can a fox run into the woods? Only halfway, then he's running out of it.
Can we do afternoon or morning instead of night? I hate the way Scott looks at night.
Well, what's everyone's schedule next Wednesday? Harris, you always have to do it at night, right?
That's what he said.
Adam, you have to read that on air now, and it'll be on the internet forever. I could probably get out of the room Wednesday if need be.
What room? Your bathroom?
That's fucked up. You know I don't have a bathroom.
That's what he said.
Oh, wait, no, I say something, right?
She says, okay.
So everyone's going to show off now?
I acknowledged that was my plan.
You say?
Could we do either 10 a.m. or 4 or 5 p.m.?
I could do 10.
I have an 11:30 hair appointment on the west side. On the west side, Wednesday a.m. New colorist. I'm excited to try.
Then how about 4 so Chels can come with blonde hair?
I'm in. Blondes have more fun. JK. Okay.
Sorry, I forgot to include a joke, but hoping the endlessness of the scheduling is enough of a running thing that it will still read.
You missed one.
You missed one. You missed this one.
Not to be a blonde asshole, but my nephews are in town visiting, and if I do hair and pod, that's a full day I can't hang with them. Adam, can't we do after kids' bedtimes or too late?
I'm glad we went back to read that.
Then I say, sorry, I forgot a joke, but hoping the endlessness of the scheduling is enough of a running thing that it'll still read.
Since my schedule is the hardest, let me offer the only times I'm free. Tonight, 5, 6, or 7. Monday, 7, or 8. Tuesday, 7, or 8. Wednesday, 10, 11, noon, 4, 5. Thursday, 3, 7. Friday, 7, or 8. Saturday, 10, or 11. Whoops. Then it's whoops, nix those Friday and Saturday dates.
Whoa, whoa. Let's not make this a pissing match about whose schedule is the hardest. I can do Monday 7 or 8, Tuesday 7 or 8, Wednesday 10, 11, noon 4, 5,
all day.
Thursday 3.
Loser.
I can only do Wednesday 11, 12, 4, or 5 because of promotional duties for my new film, Hot Tub Time Machine 2, opening everywhere February 20th.
February 20th is my birthday.
My sister's birthday as well. This is epic.
Yes, I know. Happy birthday to your sister, Harris, and also to you, Chelsea. May God's green earth shine upon you in your time of need.
So Wednesday, 4 p.m.?
That's Chelsea. Okay.
You jumped on my line.
Scott, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank God. I was so close to never speaking to any of you again.
You left out part of that.
What?
A swear word. That's
no,
right.
I didn't.
He left out a swear word.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's you said, I was so close to never speaking to any of you.
What?
Well, you called us something.
No, I didn't.
Okay, go ahead, Chelsea, you're next.
Okay, then I go, Adam, do your balls inflate at any point in the movie?
Yes, and that is why there is awards buzz.
That's the end of that.
And that's
thread.
The end.
That's the end.
No,
of that
I thought
thread.
It went.
Yeah, there's more. Well, Chelsea started a new thread.
Chelsea started a new thread, which is... Oh, my God.
That was pretty good. I thought that was a success.
You put that in the W column?
I'm glad we did.
I am glad.
I'm glad we did.
I think it shows a little flavor, a little...
Sure. It's like you wouldn't want to eat steak with no salt.
Or steak sauce, right?
A1 steak sauce. You wouldn't eat a steak without A1 steak sauce.
It's the best.
Would you? Can I get an update on two people?
Yeah.
People are dying to know about... Two guys that we talked about on the first one.
Who?
Jack Sejr and Brian Pieces.
Oh, well, we can't get into that now.
We can't get into that?
From what I've heard, they're fine. They're fine. I mean, they're getting by.
They're getting by.
They're getting by. Well,
these guys are brothers? No. These guys are dating sisters. What is it?
They're dating each other's sisters.
They're kissing cousins.
Right.
So they're... Life's never been easy for Brian and the other one.
Jack.
But they're getting by.
They're getting by, yeah. Are you sure we can't hear a little bit, a glimpse into their lives?
Yeah, can't.
One line a person.
All right, ready?
All right.
All right, here we go. And we shall start it with the traditional.
Creek, slam, sit. Hey.
Hey.
That's it.
That was it.
There's got to be more.
Chelsea called it.
Guys, I think that's just about it.
I think so.
I effectively feel how I feel at the end of every one of these.
Yeah, same.
So I think we did our job.
I think this is the worst one. As a matter of fact,
I think the scheduling could have gone longer. I'll be the first to say it. I think we could have read all the scheduling as one podcast, and it would have been really funny.
Yeah. We should have compiled all the scheduling attempts from Scott over the last 2 years.
Yeah, I've been
tenacious.
That would have been amazing. Listen, the listeners can judge. Like, if they think it was compelling in any way, maybe we could put that together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get one of your interns.
Yeah.
But I would not call this Farts and Procreation 4. I think it's a new
thing.
It is.
I think it's like not Farts and Procreation 4.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
that would be
God.
Just too much of a ratings grab.
Now, see, this seems like something where you're like, wait a minute, they're trying to distance themselves. Like,
I'm trying to get picked by Onion's Podmas as the best this week.
Oh,
and
I think
they want... Farts and Pro 4.
I don't think they want. I think
that keeps
did
us
they ever
in the
like
big
any
leagues.
Of them? Probably not.
I don't even know.
They fucking eat that shit up, those nerds.
No, they
come
don't.
Come on. I feel like Scott might not even release this one.
He can't even make eye contact as we walk out. He's like, that's going straight in the shitter.
Hey, I release everything.
That's what
you guys
said.
were doing. Oh, come
that's
on.
What he said.
Adam, no. No.
I'm sorry.
He didn't say that.
I'm sorry.
He did not say that.
I really do have to say that I was there and he did say that.
He said it.
See?
Really?
Yeah. You see?
You bear witness to that?
You see?
You see?
Adam, I'm sorry. I apologize when I said that he didn't say that. I didn't, you know.
Who's
what?
The best stand up right now?
No
Harris.
No probs, bro.
Harris, are you still doing stand up?
Yeah. But honestly, who I think the best is right now? I think there's a lot of good talent. I think this is like another
renaissance.
A renaissance
I do too.
Golden age of stand up.
So, but not guys, just stand up comedy.
comedy in general. Yeah, guys, get out there to those clubs.
Hey, straight up, I watched Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
At this hotel recently.
Yeah.
Had two huge laughs. Huge.
Yeah. What was the first one?
One where I was almost in tears. One when involved
they pulled
a cat.
Catheter. Oh. Butthole?
Cat? Yeah.
You really
the
like
feathers? Yeah. Okay, that yeah. was one. That was like a good laugh.
Yeah.
Now, when I got like crazed.
What yeah, doing? What was the craze?
All right.
All right,
fine.
Let's, all right, let's we got to go. Do okay. plugs.
I
got
to say that in a conversation about the renaissance of comedy that you led with Dumb and Dumber
well,
2.
Well, there's
was
a whole logic to it.
Choice.
We could talk about it.
All right, let's go.
Let's see. We got to do plugs.
Dick
here we go.
Back in his pants. I could trip out to this.
Me too. I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
That was Twiddly Fligs with Pull the Plugs.
Speaking of Renaissance music, mixed with a little something.
That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. You're right. Good at calling out genres.
What do we got? What do we want to plug? Of course, Parks and Rec.
Genre Siri. Caller, Chelsea Peretti.
Genre Caller, Genre.
We have series finale of Parks and Rec tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Correct
yes.
or no?
The series
correct.
Finale. Yes.
The mm-hmm. series finale. The 1 hour finale. Series finale at 8 o'clock.
And do you die at the end? What happens at the end? Just spoil it for us.
There's just lasers.
Just
this
lasers.
Is all lasers.
Is there a big park at the end? And do people congregate in it and have recreation in it? And,
watch,
and Amy looks at the camera.
The
yeah.
Do you
why
hook
don't
up with
you
Retta?
Just turn it on and watch it.
Uh-huh. Why don't I turn on the boob tube and turn off my brain?
Turn on. Turn on.
The idiot box.
Tune out. You know what I mean?
I do know. Does she like turn to the camera and go, parks and recreation, I could get used to this. And then unzip her pants?
Yep.
And then zip them right back up?
Yep.
That's all happens. I need to know.
She just unzipped them again. That was cool.
And what happens to your character? You're running for office. What happens?
I get assassinated.
Good. Like a Reagan situation with like a crazed fan of
a ray gun situation.
A ray gun. Oh, the lasers. It is set 3 years yeah. in the future.
So
what did you guys? What did you guys
shot
think of
with
that?
With a laser gun.
Ronald Reagan kills him with
Will?
A ray gun.
Wow, that's amazing.
Will
Nancy,
that's like mother,
Bonzo.
Scott
do you have anything else to plug? Anyone? Chelsea,
yes, I'm going to be playing a character on your show.
Yes.
When does that air? 2007.
I believe I can tell you actually right now. I can tell
I'm
you the date.
I'm excited for it.
I can tell you the date to a T.
Did you cut it down a lot? Because I was really.
I'm actually currently doing it.
Oh,
I'm in the
you look a little
it.
Guilty.
Ooh.
You cutting it down a lot?
No, I'm
trying to extend it. May 1.
May 1.
May 1.
May 1, guys. Let's see what he did with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, you really made me break my one cameo a season appearance on your show.
Meaning the third season you didn't do a cameo?
Did I not?
No, you didn't. I made you break it? Is that? Oh, wait. Yeah, you didn't do one.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So look for me, not Harris.
Meaning
May 1.
Meaning I didn't have you on.
You didn't cast me, yeah.
Okay, you didn't break your... okay. Do you want to be on the show some more?
Of course he does.
Yeah, I'm a fucking limelight whore.
What do you want to do?
I want to plug
pitch
my...
Pitch me some ideas.
First, I want to plug my email address, harriswoodles@gmail.com. And... then I would like to come back as Bookie's replacement.
But Bookie's left the show.
I know. So that makes all the more sense that his replacement would have to be there.
But his
in
temp.
Every episode.
Okay, I don't know. We
I'm
can talk
gonna
about
replace
this off air. Adam is taking.
Go.
No, what do you have to plug? You have anything to plug?
No, you just did.
Oh, I'm replacing Jon Stewart. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I forgot.
You should have led with
That's
that.
Huge. I know. All right.
I want to plug this Friday the CBB television show. We have Jesse Tyler Ferguson and
Woo!
Seth Morris.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
And
Buku Bucks.
And Beth Dover is in the episode this
oh,
Friday.
Oh, I love Beth.
And,
hi, Beth.
This is great.
This is a very special episode. Friday, 11 p.m. on IFC, 10 Central, and every Friday after that. Let's close up the old plug bag.
Closing the plug bag.
Don't take off your headphones.
Brow. That's a good song. That's a good song.
That is a good song.
That sounds okay.
Oh, my God.
Adam!
Everything just takes so long.
Adam's having a meltdown. This is what happens to me.
I didn't want to read the email thread. You are one of the biggest advocates for it.
And well,
you're
that's true.
Literally
true.
Bouncing in your chair.
That's true.
You're literally bouncing.
I have to 10-1.
We all have to go.
Adam, you have to stick around and do ads with me, too.
No, I do not.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Thank you for having us, Scott. We'll be back for Farts and Pro 5 very, very soon.
Or how about not Farts and Procreation 4 2?
How about Farts and Scheduling?
Okay.
The scheduling app.
Come back.
I'll call it that, the scheduling.
Farts and
Scheduling. So is this going to be called Not Farts and Pro 4?
No, this is a not, Farts and Pro. It's textbook.
No, this is called Not in capital N, capital O, capital T, Farts and Procreation 4. That's what it should be.
The sequel
to this will be Not Farts and Procreation 4 2.
Not necessarily the news.
And on that, guys, what a magical episode this was.
You had me at On That, Guys.
On That, Guys, what?
But.
Oh, man.
Guys, please promise you'll come back sooner rather than
later.
I hope to.
Anytime you need, if you have a cancellation or whatever, just call me. I live
in
the Palisades.
Oh, my God. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, here we go.
Creek.
One time I said to a guy that I loved learning new things, I was like, I'm a bit of an infomaniac. And he thought I said nymphomaniac. And so he fucked me. And I said, no. I'm an infomaniac. He said, well, here's some info. You just got fucked. Clean yourself up.
Now, come on, guys. You know I do watch the show. I'm having a little bit of fun with you, but...
you had me at come on, guys. Did you guys hear about that new deal where if you go in on it with a cast member from That 70s Show, you get a discount on mustard and or salad toppings? It's Laura Prepon Grey Poupon Crouton Groupon.
Slam.
I've decided that I'm not going to get married until gay people can get married, because I'm gay. Does anyone genuinely know why, at a grocery store, they offer a cashback option? Is that just to be nice?
Cashback of what? How does that work again?
You buy food, and they go, would you like cash? And then that's like the bank offering you zucchinis.
Sit.
Hey, great app of that.
That reminded me of when
you two talked about
Mike and Omar would take out the trash when they were young boys. Good apps.
Just so we can then appear. Because again, I listened to this a few days ago.
Wow.
I think that instead of them trying to desalinize the ocean, they should just add pepper. Instead of trying to desalinize the ocean, they should just add pepper.
Shouldn't this segment be called Harris's Twitter Drafts?
Well, it's just like the movie Synecdoche, New York. Too many characters.
Oh.
That is the best joke I've ever heard.
I've said it before and I'll say it again before, but I'll say I've said it before and I'll say it again. Clever.
I want to open a Jamaican, Irish, Spanish, small plate breakfast restaurant and call it Tapas the Morning to Ja.
Oh.
I hate smoking sections. Unless we're talking about the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey. Then the smoking section is my favorite part.
Where there's a will, there's a weigh-ins. That's something. And...
Oh my god!
You know how everyone says that you should... If you're gonna get a dog, adopt it. All fucking dogs are adopted. No one shoots dogs out of their pussies. Unless you're Mrs. Brodus.
I'm pretty...
Snoop's mom.
I love all of our sub-podcasts.
So. Yeah.
Who's all of our sub-podcasts?
He's a conspiracy filmmaker.
I'm not gay, but my asshole is.
Wheat thins? Call me when they're wheat fix. Give me that wheat.
If someone is being egregious, call them egregious Philbin.
Well,
Wi-Fi because Fi. Did I tell you I went window shopping in New York last week?
You did tell me that, so you don't have to. Really interesting operation you got going there down at Carl's.
Also, we opened a sister store. It's Carl's Jr. It is.
What do you sell there?
Lumber.
Oh, okay.
It's just called Carl's Jr. Burgers.
It is called that?
It's called Carl's Jr. Hamburgers.
Jack, are you okay?
Finish strong. What do you got?
I truly can't.
I'll finish strong. Hey, Brussels sprouts and broccolini. Enjoy your 15 minutes.
Oh. This is a very unusual Harry Hood jam. I'm enjoying myself. That's because of this jam. It's good. It's funky.
Hey, it's Harris calling from heaven. It's pretty great up here. It's beautiful, for starters. Hitler's up here, however, for the vegetarianism thing. So, calling bullshit on that. But other than that, it's pretty great. It is very cloudy. And you sit on them. So that's cool. Gotta go. Ice cream buffet.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
Want to hear Earwolf pilots before anybody else? We made a podcast feed just for you. Earwolf Presents is full of great stuff, like preview episodes for upcoming shows, peeks behind the paywall, and pilots for podcasts that haven't even been made yet. It's like getting to listen in behind the scenes here at Earwolf. Starting January 21st, Earwolf Presents will have a bunch of new pilots for you, like Edgar Montplaisir's The Wokest. Catch conversations between the wokest man in the world and comedians like Reza Lechea. Also, hear upcoming pilots The Florida Cast, Wow, You're Native American Too?, This Week in Sports, and Carl Alarm all throughout the month. Let us know what you think of them with hashtag Earwolf Presents. Subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear more great episodes from around the network and behind the paywall, like an episode of Drew Tarver's Strictly Business with Derek Contrera, or Act One of Matt Besser's punk musical, Stolen Idea. Just search for Earwolf Presents in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an update.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in podcasting. Well, who'd be interested in that? Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang.